Rwandans voted overwhelmingly for a new constitution this week, paving the way for the first multi-party elections in Rwanda since its independence in the 1960s. The new document is meant to prevent a repeat of the 1994 genocide, when an estimated 800,000 ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus were killed. Critics say it also will keep the Rwandan Patriotic Front in power by curtailing civil rights. Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Election officials said 93% of Rwandans voted to adopt a document which permits the president to serve two consecutive seven-year terms. The new constitution set down the rules for presidential and parliamentary elections and also puts tight controls on political parties. Critics say that could stifle democracy. However, Rwandan ambassador to the United States, Zach Nsenga, says the country is ready to take the next step.
And actually, it has solved so many problems.
We have solved so many problems we thought were insurmountable. Let's go for elections now and leave the transition. Elections will be a good test of the correctness of this experiment in Rwanda.
Not everyone is embracing the experiment. Human rights groups are concerned by what they see as a crackdown on political opposition in Rwanda. In particular, they point to a speech the president gave on March 31st, threatening to, quote, wound, unquote, anyone who opposed the government. According to translations of the speech obtained by Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, President Kagame said the elections were, quote, already decided, unquote, and the current government would prevail. Ambassador Nsenga.
That is putting words in the mouth of the president.
That's putting words in the mouth of the president. What he said exactly is that people will no longer accept what has happened in the past. His speech was misinterpreted.
However, last month, the parliament banned the main opposition party, the Democratic Republican Movement, or MDR, for being divisive. The party's presidential candidate, former Prime Minister Faustin Twagiramungu, claimed the move was a blatant attempt to hobble his presidential bid.
Well, I think they are concerned simply because it's a very known political party, and the RPF knew that they cannot compete with it.
Twagiramungu, who has lived in Belgium since a falling out with Kagame in the late 1990s, said he was going back to Rwanda anyway, to campaign. Twagiramungu is a Hutu, and Kagame, who has not yet formally announced his candidacy, is a Tutsi. Given the nation's history, the question is whether their race for the presidency will reopen old ethnic wounds. In an interview with Bob Edwards in March, President Kagame said the government will take steps to prevent that from happening.
This is taken care of in the new constitution, and those rules include those that prevent such sentiments being appealed to and creating problems for the country.
While revealing the results of the constitutional vote this week, President Kagame announced the presidential elections would take place 4 months earlier than planned, in August instead of December. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple-Raston.
Thank you.